The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, six of Ireland's leading international aid organisations have teamed up to form the Irish Emergency Alliance, and they've launched a joint appeal to raise life-saving donations from the Irish public to reach people in desperate need in Gaza. One of those aid organisations is Trocra. Their CEO is Caoimhe de Barra, and she's with me now. Caoimhe, what is the ask of Irish people?
So the Irish Emergency Alliance was formed to respond to the world's most appalling humanitarian disasters. And unfortunately, almost a year into the crisis in Gaza, we just see the humanitarian needs multiplying. And there is now a new front with the war also happening in Lebanon. So because we are seeing this humanitarian catastrophe simply increasing in scale and scope all the time, we're asking the Irish public to support us through a new appeal from the Irish Emergency Alliance so that we can respond to these needs, which we have been responding to over the past year on the ground with our local partners, but we're just seeing the needs increase.
Give us a sense, Caoimhe, if you can, if it is as at all possible, of the sense or the scale of the destruction and devastation in Gaza that you're hoping this might go some way to addressing.
So Gaza has been absolutely decimated. If you can imagine, it's a tiny, tiny area, 26 miles long, no more than 6 miles wide at its widest point, with 2 million people living in the Gaza Strip. And almost every single one of them has been displaced, not once, not twice, but 10 times. People are living in flimsy shelters or in buildings which are dangerous and which have been bombed already. You have 500,000 people facing famine. You've got the winter rains coming, and families, in particular those who are living in very flimsy shelters, are going to find this extremely difficult, because with the rains, you'll get flooding and the existing public health crisis is going to get much, much worse. We're going to see cholera. The polio epidemic is by no means over, and people are still living under the constant bombardment and threat of renewed displacement that has created such damage.
And listen, I've no doubt in the Irish public's capacity to respond to these calls for fundraising, and they have shown themselves not wanting in the past. But if you're able to get your hands on all of this extra aid and all of these extra resources, can you guarantee that they'll be able to get into Gaza? We know that's been a problem in the past.
It's been very, very challenging. Certainly, the issues that have been experienced by all humanitarian agencies have been unparalleled in terms of the obstacles that we've had to overcome, but we have overcome them. Our local partners in Gaza are supporting hospitals, they're supporting healthcare and clinics, they're enabling people to have access to food, which otherwise they would not have at all, delivering shelter materials and blankets, basics like soap. At the moment, if you didn't have the support of humanitarian aid agencies like ourselves and our partners, soap would be an impossibility, and lacking soap means huge, huge problems in terms of disease and spread of disease. We are also very active in terms of providing psychosocial support and trauma counselling, especially to children. And the reality is that 1 million children in Gaza are in need of trauma counselling, and that is just unconscionable. So we are providing support through our local partners. We are making a huge difference, and we're asking the Irish public to remain with us and to support us once again as the situation, unfortunately, in Gaza but also in Lebanon is taking a turn for the worse.
Right. Listen, Caoimhe, like I say, the name of the appeal, the joint appeal, is it's under the umbrella of the Irish Emergency Alliance. If people do want to appeal, people listening to this do want to assist the appeal, how do they do it?
We'd be very grateful if people could go online to irishemergencyalliance.org or call 1800 939 979, and any donation, no matter how large or small, will be greatly appreciated.
Caoimhe de Barra, the CEO of Trocra. Caoimhe, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.